Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service, as always. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the long one. The short one is jbsba.com. I hope you'll check it out. Hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you for those of you who have done that recently. We appreciate it very much. That's the one that comes on Sunday by email every week. Gets you ready for the week ahead. And then on our blog, we will send it to you, too, if you want. You can come look at it on the website at your little heart's content. But if you want us to send it to you, we will do that as well. And we use the Real Simple Syndication technology, which you can get from the blog. You can find all about it and read about it and learn about it and get the technology, get a link at least to the technology right there from our website. We'll help you out with all that. No problem. We'll hold your hand and walk you through the whole process. And that'll allow you to get an update every day, every weekday, a new article every day, as well as all four of the interviews that I do in any given day. Sometimes there are more than four interviews. So we'll send that to you on the blog, and you don't even have to come to see us. We'll come to see you. It's called home delivery here, small business home delivery. Sam Norwood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a senior partner with Tatum Partners and our good friend, and he's got some news for us about the economy. Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Pleasure.
You know, Sam, I'm a little bit confused about some of the news that we've got. On the one hand, you know, of course we've got gas prices that have sort of abated a little bit. Now I think the last time I filled up I paid $2.25 or so or something like that for gas. And that was the mid range. That was a mid grade. It wasn't even the 87% 87 octane. But we're expecting all these high new prices for natural gas, supposed to be up 50% this year. Housing is still, you know, booming a little bit, but easing, maybe even easing a little bit. I don't know. It's depending on where you are. The Fed's worried about inflation, and we had all these hurricanes that seemed to kick the props out from under the part of the economy in the country. But yet, third quarter growth was 3.8%.
Yep, we did keep chugging along.
In the third quarter, what's going on?
It really shows you the strength of this economy, which is just so huge and has such great momentum, which has been building for 4 years, we have disturbances, but it has the momentum that keeps on keeping on. However, we see in our survey, which we conduct each month of our partners, a slowing down of the growth and our survey takes a very current look. It's not long term. It's like the looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's the here, near, and now. And so our result is a reflection of what's going on right now in the economy, not 3 months ago or two, but right now. And we see a flattening of the growth. And you can see it anecdotally in cars. And yesterday, one of the large housing builders, Toll, said, well, you know, the next quarter may be kind of weak. The housing boom may be slowing down. So we see a lot anecdotally going on things that matter to us a lot. And our survey reflects this, a flattening, a shift away from growth toward things being more the same.
Major the way it seems to me, Sam, as I was reading your report, and by the way, folks, this report comes from the hundreds of partners that Sam's organization has all over the country. These are CFOs, chief financial officers, and chief information officers who are out there where the rubber meets the road running businesses just like you and I are. These guys give report back to Sam and his people about what they're finding out there. And that's the stuff that we're working with here. You know, Sam, when... when I think about your report here, and I'm seeing that things are a little more staying the same than getting better, to me, with 3.8% growth in the third quarter and the economy really still doing pretty darn well, this is sort of like telling you, okay, I've got your filet mignon, but I'm not. You can't have the loaded up baked potato today. You're going to have the broccoli. It's not what I wanted, but you know what it is? It's not too bad a meal there. You know what I mean?
It's not bad. And what we try to do is to, when we have 500 partners in 30 cities across the country, and they're involved. Our partners are in all kinds of businesses, large and small and medium, and across most industries. So it's really a reflection of what's going on. We try to have a sensitive touch to the minor changes that are going on, and we think that this minor change is the flattening of the growth rate.
We're going to get a little more into this flattening issue right after these messages with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 20 till. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good buddy Sam Norwood. We're talking about how the economy's doing, what his partners across the country are telling us about the economy. And Sam, I'm looking at some numbers here. In the past 30 days, 35% said things had gotten better, 13% said things were getting worse, and 52% said that they were staying about the same. Now, over the last couple of years, the improved to staying about the same have kind of inverted, haven't they? It used to be, for a year or two ago, you had more improved and less staying about the same. So that's kind of that 52% staying about the same. That's that broccoli I was talking about. Instead of the loaded baked potato, we're going to get some broccoli here.
Well, on the chart you see in our survey, you can see that if you add those who see improvement plus those who think things are staying about the same, you get about the same number, which adding up to 100% means that those who think things are getting worse is staying about pretty flat.
Right.
So what's happening right now, Jim, in the last 4 months or so, we've seen a decline in those people of our partners that we survey. We see a decline in those who perceive an improvement, and it's going into those who think things are staying the same.
Now, one thing I think we should point out, though, Sam, and I've never mentioned this before, but I think it's appropriate to mention. All these guys that we're talking about, not all of them, but most of these guys are chief financial officers. So every time, I mean, these are guys who are never more than a blink of an eye away from the real numbers of a company. And they're not always the most Pollyannish of the people in the business, right?
Oh, that's right.
We got to be honest. I mean, if we were taking a poll of the sales managers, these numbers might be a little bit different.
We think they'd be a lot different.
But maybe totally out of touch, but they'd be different.
One of the qualities we look for in a good chief financial officer is objectivity. Other people have different names for it, but we call it.
I've got a couple of names too. I could throw out there, but I won't because this is a family show. But no. But seriously, we do have. I think it is appropriate to point out that these are the guys who are doing the budgets for 2006 right now. They're giving you this report while they're doing the budgets for 2006. They're already dialing in what they believe is going to be a 50% increase in natural gas. They're already dialing in increases in they're actually trying to pay for the petroleum prices that they're experiencing right now for their trucks and things like that. So they're kind of they're probably a little bit negative. Nellies right now. What do you think?
Well, they're certainly taking a close look now. What are the backlogs in their the orders on hand to ship? What are they going to be doing in capital expenditures? What are they going to be doing in the hiring practices? How's it look in terms of the financing of the business? All those things are things that go into the planning for this coming year that the chief financial officer has got to be taking a close look at right now. Mm-hmm. And so the intensity is picking up, and they want to be accurate. Certainly in public companies, if you are too optimistic or too pessimistic and lead the analysts in a direction that's turns out to be not true, then the analysts lose confidence. So part of confidence building, certainly in public companies, but also in private companies that go to banks and have to give forecasts and say, here's what's going on, they've got to be really, really intensely realistic. And so we think that the people who are reporting into this survey are doing that right now.
Well, and I think that my audience, those, especially those who maybe are not quite as sophisticated financially as your people are, some of the really smaller companies who are just now getting their financial understanding, you know, kind of they're developing that for themselves. This is a good model for them to look at. And folks, I encourage you to find this survey. There are two different places that it's located. One is on Sam's website, which is TatumPartners.com, right? Sam,
yeah, that's correct.
And they can also find it. We post it once a month, a few days later on our website, on the homepage. You can find the two surveys that we post, this one, the Tatum survey, and the NFIB survey that Bill Dunkelberg does. But both of those are there. I encourage you, folks, to go and check this out. And as you're planning, as you're making your plans for the next few months in your business, I'm not saying that you should read this and copy it, but I think this is information that will help you and will ground you a little bit more and also there's quite a bit of explanation, quite a bit of narrative in this survey, Sam, and those of you who are into graphs, there's plenty of graphs too. And so, Sam, I appreciate you and Tatum Partners putting this together and making it available for free to the public.
Well, we try to give an analytical interpretation of what we see in the numbers, and we think that's appropriate also for chief financial officers. There's more to a CFO than reporting the numbers. It's
right.
Not reporting the numbers. It's analyzing, interpreting, and finding solutions for problems and opportunities to seize that come out of the numbers that make the difference between a really fine CFO and one that just does the numbers.
Well, and these guys aren't in silos. These guys aren't operating in a vacuum. They're attending meetings with the VP of sales or the sales manager where they're saying, you know, here, this is what we think is going to happen. They're looking at, they're reviewing prospect reports and seeing how the sales are going to be coming in over the next few months. And so they've got the full picture. I was teasing them a little bit ago. They've really got the full picture. Sam, let's go take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks, after these messages. We've got to sell some things. That's what we have to do around here, just like you do. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jeff Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's also 53 after, depending on whether you look at the clock and think of it as half full or half empty. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners, and that's TatumPartners.com, and I encourage you to check it out. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum Partners.
Tatum Partners started about 10 years ago as an outsource for chief financial officers, and then later, about 5 years ago, opened up a branch that supplies chief information officers to corporations that will hire them on an outsource basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that for the client corporation, these individuals stay as partners with Tatum, but they serve their clients in fulfilling the functions of CFO and CIO. But an ever larger part of our practice now is doing projects that have beginnings and endings and really are an extension of the chief executive mm-hmm. officer or the chief financial officer in executing sophisticated projects that they simply don't have time to do but need experienced help in doing.
Those of you who've heard me speak before, and if you've heard me on the show, you know that what I've said, outsourcing is one of the best things that happened to small businesses since the PC. And I encourage you to find out about this model, even if you may not be a prospect for the Tatum model. Find out more about what they're doing, because it's the way of doing business in the 21st century. And so I hope you check it out there at TatumPartners.com. And you might even find an opportunity there for you to let the Tatum folks help you. Sam, the news for the next 60 days is getting a little bit better, isn't it? Aren't we robbing a little bit from the getting worse section?
Well, we might be. When we look out the next 60 days, we perceive some caution about Christmas. But, energy prices are coming down. There had been a great concern about people reallocating their scarce resources and having to spend much, much more on energy. Well, the summer seems to linger on and on and on, and also individuals are driving less and less, and so you see the prices coming down at the pump, and the price of energy this winter may not be as bad as people had thought a few weeks ago. That having been said, however, you notice that people making commitments for automobiles it has declined fairly dramatically, and also there are warnings coming from the housing industry that, well, the outlook for houses in the coming quarter is looking kind of weak. And those are indications that there may be a flattening of this growth rate, which we believe is actually developing now.
Right. But, you know, Sam, one of the things about this U.S. economy that's just so impressive is if it's anything, it's a hopeful, confident economy. By that I mean not that we don't have the ability to sort of slow up when the reality hits us, but this economy has its antenna run up all the way, looking for any reason to be excited about something new, isn't it? I mean, it's ready to take advantage of the next thing. Also, I think this economy, the U.S. economy, is making a much greater transition from the 20th century economy to the 21st century economy. And I just think that I'm very hopeful about the future.
Well, I am too, and particularly the long term. What we do in our survey is focus on the very near term situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always subject to ups and downs, and we have to take a look at whether we're talking, like in the ocean, whether we're talking about a wavelet on a larger wave,
right,
or we're talking about the larger wave. And in the larger wave, I'm with you 100%. We're this country, and through its businesses, small and large, is innovative and right on top. And in fact, right now we've got a strengthening of the dollar relative to the rest of the world's currencies.
Right.
And we think that's actually positive within a certain range. It's positive, but at the same time, there are short-term. There's short-term volatility in our rates of growth, and that's inevitable. And we focus on the short term so we can have what we call the sandpaper feel of what's going on right now.
Sam, well said, and thank you for your time today. Thanks for bringing us another great report. We're looking forward to the next month already.
All right. Well, it's always interesting, Jim, and fun to be with you.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners, and that's TatumPartners.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. It's a very interesting site. Some of the things they're doing is pretty interesting and very, very 21st century. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blysingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.